Valvo DR 2013, Medical and Psychosocial Aspects of Chronic Illness and Disability asserts the relationship between cultural belief systems and societal attitudes towards individuals with chronic illness or disability is well known and has been studied extensively. The cultural and society that one inhabits significantly influences the context in which chronic illness and disability is viewed. The way chronic illness and disability is viewed and the extent to which individuals are either included or excluded in their environment. Hello, I'm Susan Hendricks, your host for my story, Living with Lupus. Welcome back. Today's episode will be on suicide and suicidal attempts with individuals with lupus. Parental advisory is advised. Sheila Smith, the creator of Right Side of 50. Right Side of 50 is having a sister-to-sister women's brunch November 17th, 2018. I am my sister's keeper. Tickets for this event are on sale now at Eventbrite. Follow Right Side of 50 on Instagram. That's all one word. RIGHTSIDEOF50. Abundant Harvest Aquaponics. Planting seeds to grow food and creating opportunities for people and families. You can contact this nonprofit organization at www.abundantharvestaquaponics.org. Premio Handmade Gemstone Bracelets carries an array of women's and men's bracelets, along with a line of awareness bracelets. Premio Handmade Gemstone Bracelets is also offering my listening audience 25% off of your next purchase. Before you check out, go to the coupon section and type in My Story SH. That's MYSTORYSH. This promotion is valid until November 15th, 2018. LupaVita. LupaVita has changed their vision from just being a multivitamin company to becoming a lupus activist movement. LupaVita has partnered with a number of lupus nonprofits to unify the goal of educating the community about lupus. They have built a support community through social media platforms and will continue to be a place for anyone to learn about lupus. Why choose LupaVita? Their vitamins are formulated with the help of rheumatologists, nutritionists, and functional medicine practitioners. LupaVita is made in an FDA-registered facility. To purchase LupaVita, you can go to their website, LupaVita.com, or visit them on Amazon. Well, hello and welcome back. I hope you had a fantastic week, a peaceful week, but most of all, a prosperous week. As you heard, today we'll be talking about suicide and suicidal attempts with patients with lupus. You know, we all say we want a cure for lupus, for the physical for our physical body, but what about curing the mental aspects of lupus? No one ever thought about that. I've researched and found a limited amount of information, so I had to pull out my college textbooks and do some research. But before we get started, I want to make one thing perfectly clear. My degrees are in health and science, public health administration, along with hospital administration. I am not a psychiatrist. I'm here to give you information regarding what goes on with lupus patients. And if you have ever suffered from suicidal tendencies or suicide thoughts, please seek professional help. In the United States, for many years, understanding chronic illness or disability has been by the medical model. Now, this model emphasizes pathology or cause of chronic illness or disability, has objective, standardized measures to define and characterize the condition, and focuses on treatment and prognosis. From this perspective, efforts are made to diagnose, treat, and theoretically cure the pathology so the individual can return to the idealized norm. Now, yes, I have SLE, systemic lupus. Yes, I have over 38 overlapping conditions caused by lupus. I have never had depression. I have never thought of suicide, and I have never had suicidal tendencies. But there exist patients who do, that I feel that the medical field overlooks, in my opinion. It is in my belief, when you seek out medical help to find out what is going on with your body and you're finally diagnosed with lupus, there should be an automatic response from the doctor stating, I will enroll you in a 2 to 6 month plan with a therapist so you can fully understand what will be happening to your body, what will go on with your brain, and not just to leave you out there hanging, searching for answers on the internet, trying to find someone that can relate to what is going on with you. Oxford University, December 20th, 2013, states, the most devastating consequences of depression in SLE is the increased risk of suicide. Patients with chronic ill health, including those with rheumatic disease, are prone to acts of suicide, which are usually preceded by suicidal thoughts. Now, BMJ Journal 2003 states, more than 90% of suicide victims are psychiatrically ill, and 45 to 77% of them have a mood disorder at the time of death. Chronic physical illness is an important risk factor for suicide. Systemic lupus is one with a risk quoted to be fivefold higher than expected. You know, before you are clinically diagnosed with this chronic illness, there could have been something going on in your life prior that made you depressed. And then on top of that, you come down with the symptoms of lupus and you're diagnosed with lupus. So that makes your depression much stronger. Now, doctors need to find out the root cause of that depression so people who suffer with mental health issues won't resort to suicide or suicidal thoughts. To cure the symptoms of lupus, you have to cure the mind, body, and the soul. You have to dig deep to find out what that root cause is. And also, there needs to be tests performed on the brain of lupus patients because it is a known fact that lupus affects the central nervous system of the brain. Systemic lupus erythematosus can cause inflammation of virtually any tissue in the body. When lupus affects the brain, it can lead to headaches, seizures, strokes, or psychosis. Psychosis is a serious mental disorder featuring defective thought processes, frequently, with delusions or hallucinations. Now, has anyone ever heard of psychiatric SLE? If not, people who attempt suicide that have lupus has a history of neuropsychiatric SLE and presenting with depression, and they made attempts to take their life. We'll go into neuropsychiatric SLE when I get back. Flowers for Lupus, dedicating efforts to those living with lupus. You can follow Flowers for Lupus on Facebook or visit them at their website at www.flowersforlupus.org. Teas That Rule. Their primary objective is to provoke thought and bring change via their products. You can follow Teas That Rule on Instagram or visit their website at teasthatrule.com. That's all one word, TEESTHATRULE.com. Henry Long, the author of Positive Energy 24/7. You can purchase an autographed copy of his motivational book at rightpath247.com. That's RITEPATH247.com. 202 Media and Events Concierge presents the 12th annual DMV edition of Cupcakes and Cocktails, May 18th, 2019. So save the date. For all of your event planning needs, you can follow them at www.202mediaevents.com, specializing in creating innovative ways to share your idea into an extraordinary event filled with fun and entertainment. You can also follow 202 Media and Events Concierge on Facebook. Anxiety, headaches, difficulty concentrating, confusion, depression, and other mood disorders, peripheral neuropathy, nerve disorders that can cause numbness or pain in hands or feet, problems with memory and thinking, psychosis, seizures, and other problems can all be symptoms of neuropsychiatric disease caused by lupus. How common are these problems, and how do they affect people with lupus? Patients often tell their doctors about such problems as these. They're just beginning to be studied carefully by researchers in the last few years. Although they seem to be common problems in lupus, they have not been well recognized and not been well defined by doctors and patients. Now, a group of Canadian researchers reviewed 107 lupus patients whose average age was 44. They had lupus, and on average for about 10 years, they found that 36% had neuropsychiatric symptoms of some type, and 58% of those symptoms could be attributed to or in part by lupus. Now, those with neuropsychiatric manifestations had higher levels of lupus activity, and they reported more fatigue. They were also more likely to have received prednisone or immunosuppressive drugs. Now, I want to tell you a story about a young lady that I know. I'm not going to say her name, but she knows that I'm going to tell this story. I got her permission to tell the story. She takes prednisone. And while she's on this prednisone, she is like a beast. Really, I mean a beast. She's like a spitfire. You know, she could call me and say, sis, blah, 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 blah. And she goes on and on and on. And she takes herself to this high elevation that you can't talk her down out of. So I let her get it out. I sit on the phone and just let her get it out. Now, when she's off the prednisone, that's when depression comes in. She'll call me crying. I won't say anything. I let her talk and let her talk, and then I say certain words, trigger words, I call them for myself to see how deep of a depression she is in. And so when I've had enough of her using negative terminology, I go in on her and tell her, listen here, life is not about this, 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 and this. Get up out of that bed. You've been in the bed for a whole week. Are you on your prednisone or not? No, I'm not on my prednisone, she tells me. I said, well, get your behind up. Life still goes on. And she'll start crying for no reason. And I'll tell her, now, when you get through with your crying, you call me back. And when she's through with crying, she'll call me back and say, thank you so much for that. I needed to hear what you just told me. See, now I can do that with her because I know certain words to say to her that will let me know how deep of a depression she's in. And when she's in a deep depression, she is in a deep depression. And when she's on that prednisone, it's like all hell breaks loose. You're in a no-win situation with her. See, and that's why I said in previous episodes that prednisone can cause depression. The higher the dose, the deeper the depression. That's why it is so important that when you're given a prescription from your doctor that you ask, what are the side effects? It is important for your doctors to understand all the medications that you are taking because they interact with one another. It is so important for you to do that. Don't just sit there and be quiet and not ask, what are the side effects? What are you giving me this for? Well, you know I'm on this antidepressant and I'm on prednisone. How will that interact with that? Will it cause me to be more in a funk? Or will it cause me to have suicidal tendencies? There are more and more patients who are suffering with lupus who cannot withstand the pain of the lupus flares, who cannot withstand the idea of not knowing how you're going to live from one moment to the next, or from one day to the next day to next month to the next month. It puts a strain on the mind, and the medication also that we are given alters the mind and can place you in suicidal tendencies. Now, I know for a fact, I've talked to people who are on Facebook who have had to talk people off of the ledge of committing suicide due to lupus because they probably thought that why is life worth living if all I'm going to do is be in pain, if I'm going back and forth to the doctor, if I've lost all my joy, all my happiness, or nobody knows or understands what I was going through previously. I lost my parents or my child. I lost my child, and that put me in a depressed funk. The doctors wouldn't even know that you were in a depressed funk prior if you not had told them, look, I'm going through some mental changes. I'm having trouble concentrating. I think I'm hearing this or seeing that. I have pain in my feet and my hands, tingling in my hands. You have to speak. You have to get that professional help. There is no shame in seeking professional help. You know, it's a possibility that you may know someone with lupus or any chronic illness that may look fine on the outside. They put their outside face on, the smile, oh, everything is okay, oh, I'm having a great time, but inside, they're depressed. going to let you see it. If you are in a position to help someone, better yet, if you are a loopy sister or brother, and you say that word sis or brother, do you ever call and check on your loopies, your loopy friend, your loopy brother, your loopy sister, just to say, hi, you were on my mind. I want to see how you were doing. I hadn't seen or heard from you. Are you okay? You want to talk? Not talk to get into their business, but just talk to see if they will open up to you. Now, social media is good and bad. It's a twofold situation, a catch-22 situation, in my opinion. Social media had the intent for information to be shared. But now social media has become an avenue where individuals beat up on one another through virtual. Never met you a day in their life, but you're going in on each other. You don't know the mental state of that person, and the other person don't know the mental state of the other person. But you're going in on that person. You can push a person so far to the left that they come after you, or they just say, hey, forget it. I don't need this anymore. I'm going to commit suicide, and this is how I'm going to do it. No one understands what I'm going through. People in my home don't understand what I'm going through. So just let me end my life right now and be through with it. I have this illness. Why me? Why did God let this happen to me? That's what they're saying. And that's what you have to be careful about. And that's why I state, talk to a professional that can help you. Despite the many suicidal cases in patients with systemic lupus, literature on this subject is lacking. In other research, at the time of the suicide attempt, hypercomplementemia was observed in 5 of 6 patients. Diffuse slowing on electroencephalograms were observed in 4 or 5 patients. One patient successfully committed suicide while on no therapy, while 5 patients made their attempts under the tapering courses of steroids. 5 patients manifested psychosis, whereas 2 patients displayed no psychotic findings. All patients attempted suicide shortly after admission, meantime 20 days. The subsequent courses of the survivors who received more medication were favorable. Therefore, it appears that the disease activity was not fully controlled in these patients. Furthermore, signs of an intimate suicide attempt were missed in some cases. Psychosis, insomnia, history of photosensitivity, and incompletely controlled disease state receiving tapering steroid dose, diffuse slowing on electroencephalograms, and the presence of hypercomplementemia appear to be risks for attempting suicide in patients with systemic lupus erythematosus. Don't feel embarrassed by the changes in your moods or thinking or feelings. A change in your mental status is something you should report to your doctor, just the way you would tell your doctor about your joint pains or your dry mouth or your headaches. Your rheumatologist should respond with understanding that there may be a physical basis for what someone else might think are emotional symptoms. An evaluation and diagnosis can help to target and an appropriate treatment plan. As I stated earlier, I never experienced depression. I never experienced thoughts of suicide or attempts on my life. Only thing I can say, there, by the grace of God, goes I. Who is to say that later on, when my disease is full blown, that I won't go through this? But just remember, don't worry about tomorrow, because you know who holds your hand. You are never alone.
I don't worry about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, though the skies may turn to gray.
Creator, designer, lupus warrior, speaker, teacher, Dion Davison, creator and designer of Beadley Speaking Jewelry, handmade beaded jewelry from head to toe. You can follow Dion Davison and view her creations on Instagram. If you feel that you can't speak to anyone, remember, there's help for you. Contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. You're never alone. Guys, that's it for me. Hope that you found this informative, but most of all, helpful to know that the suicide rate with individuals with systemic lupus erythematosus is real. I would like to put a call out, a plan of action to all the National Lupus Foundations. If you don't already have in place a qualified professional on your staff that has a dedicated lifeline to handle calls from individuals suffering with lupus and depression and that are having suicidal thoughts and suicidal tendencies, think about having one placed on your staff where you could refer individuals out to qualified individuals that can help. Well, if you would like to appear on My Story Living with Lupus, you can contact me at mystorylivingwithlupus@gmail.com. If you like what you hear, please subscribe. Thank you to all the sponsors, and I'll see you Saturday on Inspirational Saturdays on My Story Living with Lupus. I'm your host, Susan Hendricks. Have a great evening. November the 6th, 2018. Get out and vote. There's no excuse for you not to go and vote because Lyft and Uber are offering free rides to the polls. So get out and vote and let your voice be heard.